Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are B'siyata Dishmaya, continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, B'siyata Dishmaya. We are in the 8th parak, 10th, 11th halacha. We've already seen neflos in this halacha, Baruch Hashem. And now we will continue. Taisa Vaidizara and Af Chaf Amid Aleph, the Ramask Lahakdim, he writes that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that you are Makdim Nesinis Nevela Diger, the Mechira La'akum, in other words, you give a Nevela to a Ger before you sell it to an idolater, you give a Nevela to a Ger Taisha, before you sell it to an idolater. Even though it's logical that first you're going to give it to the Ger Toshev, nevertheless, you need a Pasuk, because you think that you're not allowed to give him Nevelis in order that he should want to completely convert. She should be Yitain Lev, Lesgayer Legamre, that he should completely convert, Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaTosfos. And this is difficult to understand, and Taka Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla and his Perish on the Rasag and Essen Pe Gimel is Tamea like this. Because we paskin Yevamos 47b, Kedushin 70b, Nida 13b, Kashim Gerim Li Yisrael Kisapachas. Gerim are difficult for the Jewish people. We don't want Gerim. For that reason, we distance Gerim. And there's no Inyan, there's no Asiya that we engage in order to attract Goyim, to convert. Like we see in the Rambam, Surah Bia 14:1, Tur Shulchan Aruch Yaradei Reisam Ches, Semehechi Tesi, that we should be doing something over here, not giving the Nevela to the Ger in order that he should be Mizgayer. So Bishleim, according to Rashi in the Rambam, in the 13th parak of Surah Bia, Alochi Yud Ches, who hold that the reason is Mishum Shalom Meidim Mehem Achorei She'ochzim Maaseh Avisayim Bideyem. Yesh Lo Yimar Digir Toishav Balav Hachi Yoshev Ben Yisrael V'yesh Chashash She'il Medu Mimenu V'adiv She'yizgayir V'yim Mechuyev Al Kulpana B'kol HaTorah Kulo. So if the reason that we're marchik geirim is because we're going to learn from them, because it's hard for them to separate from the maisa of us, it's hard for them to stop being the way they were trained to be. Once read a story about a Gioris Tzedek, and she was talking about how she, even after she was very frum, she still had special hana singing her Christian songs. So Mela, you want to be Marchik Gerim because they're connected to their Maisa Avos. So according to that, we can explain that a Ger Toshev anyway is sitting among, that's why it's called a Ger Toshev. Anyway, he's sitting among the Jewish people. And we might learn from him, Alts Ger Toshev, because he's sitting amongst us, he's dwelling amongst us. So better that he become a Ger Tzedek, and he'll be Mechuyev Al Kopanim B'chol HaTorah Kula. So that would explain why you would want the Ger Toshev to be Mizgayer. But Tosfos writes other reasons why Gerim are difficult for the Jewish people. So the question is, why do we want, according to Tosfos, why do we want a Ger Toshev to be Mizgayer? Why do we act in such a way, you think you would act in such a way, not giving him the Nevela, in order that he should convert? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that by other Goyim, there's no Inyan Geiris. Like we see here in the Rambam, Shlo Hinchil Torah Mitzvahs Ela LiYisrael. Torah and Mitzvahs are only coming to the Jewish people. V'shuv K'sheyesh Chashashos Marchikim HaGerus. When there are concerns, so you distance the Gerim. Mashenken K'sheyesh Inyan. Afal Pi She'esh Chashash אין מרחיקין, כמבואר ברמב״ם בפרק י"ד מאיסורי ביה הלכה טס, לעניין עבד. When it comes to other geirim, there's no union of geiris. Torah and mitzvahs were only given to the Jewish people. And therefore, when there's a chashash that the ger is going to go back to the Maisa Avos and possibly cause us to turn astray, so we're marach, we distance them. Mashenken, when there is an inyan, for there, in other words, where we do have an inyan, where we do have an interest in them being misgayer, even if there's a chashash, we're not marchik them. Like the Rambam says in the Surei Bia, 14:9, with regard to Avodim. Rambam there says, Ha'evet, that's bought from a guy, we don't say, Ma'arisa Shabbos, El Ormel, Ratzon Chishtanis L'Kal Ovdei Yisrael. You want to be a Kasher Eved, and if he wants to, you tell him the Ikrei Ados, tell him some mitzvahs, like a ger, and then you're matbil him like a ger. And if he doesn't want, then you're megalgel with him. You wait 12 months, and then you sell him to a mocho la'akum. V'asur l'kayim o'yeser alkein. And you're not allowed to keep him around for longer than the 12 months. You give him 12 months to convert, and then that's it. If he doesn't want to, then you sell him to a guy. And then if he wants to be a ger toshev, then you can keep him as a ger toshev. So you see by an Eved that you have an inyan to be Megayrim. So therefore, you're Megayrim. So too by a Ger Toshav, we also have an inyan to be Megayrim. Why? Because he's included in Torah. As we've been talking about in the previous Shiurim, that he is in the Mesgeret of Torah. In other words, he is keeping his Sheva Mitzvahs within the framework of the Torah. He's putting himself in that framework. And therefore, once he's already in the context of the Torah, so we have an inyan that he should be Mesgeret of the Gamre. And therefore, we're not Marchikim. Adarabba, we do Tatzdiki Shiesgeret of the Gamre. We have a strategy, you should completely convert, like Tosfos says. Try to get him to convert legamre. So you're not marchik him, just like an Eved Kenaini, you're not marchik, you want him to convert. So to this person, you also want him to convert. This Ger Toshev. And the question is why the Poskim don't talk about this. We already see in Tosfos that we want him to convert. Why don't the poskim say we try to get an ger toshev to convert? The answer may be because we don't have a ger toshev bizman hazeh. Mishum deleka ger toshev bizman hazeh she'ena yovel noig. There is no Yovel, and Mimela, there's no Ger Toshev, but otherwise the Poskim would have brought it down. Because you want him to convert again, because now he's in the framework of the Torah. He's keeping his seven mitzvahs begeder shel haTorah. And we see this in the Rambam. Here, Halacha Yud Aleph, Shemish Makabel Aleph Zayin Mitzvahs Arayim HaChassidiyo Mitzvah. And that's only if he does them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in the Torah and told us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebnei Noach Mikodem Mitztavu Ben. Aval Im Asam Epnei Echrei Adas Ein Zekir Toish Veinim HaChassidiyo Mitzvah. It's only if he does it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in the Torah and he told us through Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Noach were commanded about this earlier. But if he does this Mipnei Hechrei Adas because of his own intellectual conviction, he's not a Ger Toshim and he's not a Mechassidi Yom HaSoilam. I am B'tshuva Sayni Yantav B'Simen Yates Sholom Eshev Madura Kam Chelik Alef Simen Tav Peis Madura Tinyana Chelik Alef Simen Yon Alef and Rebina Trefa Simen Zayin, that this is a din B'chlal Shehu Din B'chlal Kiyom Mitzvahs B'Kesef Mishu Shekeinu Misvara B'Tzarech Be'erdim Kein Ma'an Yana L'Bnei Noach Dafka. So these achronim explain that that's part of kiyum mitzvahs. Kiyum mitzvahs is that you're mekayim them because we were told by Moshe Rabbeinu. So why does it say this dafka about Bnei Noach? Man yano lebnei Noach dafka. It's everybody. However, the Rambam writes, that God commanded us in the Torah, and he told us through Moshe that Bnei Noach were commanded on this earlier. And what he means is, she'ena kabbalah la'shvuya ger toshev l'kiyum mitzvahs. This is not a kabbalah that means that a ger toshev has to be Mekayim mitzvahs. He's not Mekabel. Design mitzvahs in order to be Mekayim him to be Mekayim these mitzvahs. Mapitom. He's already Mekhoyev without the Kabbalah. Elohu Kabbalah liya is Chiyuv shel Torah. Shuk Chiyuv sheben Noach nischayvu behem kodem antarah. But this Kabbalah is that it should have a Chiyuv of Torah. And that's like the chiyuv that Bnei Noach were mischayiv before Matan Torah. And it's Torah from the fact that it was written through Moshe b'Toras Moshe. The Kabbalah v'kiyum shemachmas Torah, the fact that they're makabalit and they're makayim, these Zion mitzvahs because of Torah, that's the kiyum of a ger toshev, that they're doing it in the framework of Torah, and not outside the framework of Torah. Kanal shezeo yisod b'in ger toshev, that's the difference between a ger toshev and a ben Noach. A Ben Noach has to be a kind of Shevim Mitzvahs, but not necessarily in the framework of Torah. Kanal Shezeo Yisod Bein Tereshev and Gudla Shar Bnei Noach. That's the Yisod of Ger Toshev, besides. In contrast to Bnei Noach are keeping the Zayin Mitzvahs outside of the framework of Torah, but they're keeping them. And a Ger Toshev is keeping them as part of the Torah, like it was before Matan Torah, that they were Mechuyev. And now they're Mechuyev also while it's Torah. Just like Bnei Noach were Mischayev before Matan Torah, now they're also Mischayev after Matan Torah because of the Torah. In the Pri Chodesh here, in the Torah Sanavim, Perakid Aleph, they write the Makor Adin, Mash Kasav Rabban, Bechul, Perash Mishnais, Bechulin, the Chiyuv Mitzvahs Raka, Ide Torah, Shinit, Naide Moshe, Velom Mishar Tzivuyim. So they say that, based on the Rabban Bechulin, that Chiyuv Mitzvahs can only be through Torah that was given to Moshe, and no other commandments. And that's why the Rambam writes, only Mitorah is Moshe, but based on what we explained, it's not true, Ad Rabba. Rambam writes because they were commanded before. Because they were Mekabel already al yedei Adam Harishon and then Noach. V'nifka b'matan Torah. And then the Chiyuv went away at Matan Torah. And then through Kabbalah, Hadar Chiyuv Harishon. Shaz Hayez Eitzel ben Noach mitaras Torah. So So through their Kabbalah, now it's B'taras Torah. So it's because they were commanded it before, and then it went away, and now they're Mischayev Al Torah. But it's a hemshech of what was before. Before they were Mechuyev, and now they're again Mekabel upon themselves that Chiyuv that was from before. Not like these Achronim say that it's only because of Torah. No. It starts from before the Torah. Not only Mitaras Moshe, the Rambam says, Shekoidim lachain itzdav, they're already commanded before. Mashikasa v'ramam kami mashahodiyanu aydei Moshe, kavano lahadgish, din toirish v'zeh. In the case of the Torah as Moshe, El Chiyuvim Ketorah, Mikodem Matan Torah. That their Chiyuv is from the Torah, but their Chiyuvim Ketorah is from before Matan Torah. So it didn't start now, it started already before Matan Torah. So it's not because of a tzivui, and it's not because of a chrei adas. Because otherwise he's not a ger toshev of a chassid u'misoilam. But rather it's because, as the Rambam here says, because Hashem told Moshe that they were commanded before, shebnei noach mikodem nitzdavu behem, that they were commanded before, and now they have to keep it again, now in the framework of Torah. Just like they were commanded before, and now they're commanded within the framework of Torah. Kopanim, we have a special dinner of a ger toshev. That it's not stam he's keeping the mitzvahs, but he's keeping them in mizgeret shel Torah. And therefore, we have an inyan that he should be mizgayer because he's already in the framework of Torah, and we're already going to be learning from him. So it's not so far that he should convert. You're not marchik him. He's already close. Okay, we still have a ton more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and we will see more Niflos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.